From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Thursday, October 31st. NSPR will be participating in Treat Street today from 2 to 5. Join us at our studio at 35 Main Street in downtown Chico for a day of frightful fun. We'll have spooky decorations and lots of free candy. Tours of our station will be held for anyone interested. If you're lucky, you might get to be on air. Catch us today during Treat Street from 2 to 5 at 35 Main Street in downtown Chico. And in further spooky news, Chico State is holding its annual Halloween event that promises to be a family-friendly splatterfest. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
At noon on Halloween, Chico State will hold the 35th annual Pumpkin Drop. Local elementary students and community members will gather to watch a pumpkin plummet over 50 feet and splat on the pavement for science. It's a demonstration of gravity by the University Department of Physics to show kids that science is fun, messy, and not at all scary. The event will last under an hour and is open to the public. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
A Chico filmmaker has been invited to attend the prestigious Cannes Festival next May. Justin Topp grew up in Chico and is currently attending CSU Northridge and studying cinematography. He says attending the festival is a rare opportunity.
There's this program called the American Pavilion, and they run a student program. So every year, 100 Cal State students get the opportunity to apply and go to Cannes.
Topp is currently looking to raise money to attend through community support and potential sponsorships in Chico. This winter, he hopes to run a silent auction and a benefit show to help cover the cost.
I feel like fundraising makes sense coming from here because this is where I'm most proud of being and this is where I feel the most at home. And so I have this sense of like proving like you can come from a small town and do it, right?
Topp hopes the experience will allow him to harness his creativity and explore uncharted territories in cinema. His campaign is currently on GoFundMe. And moving to election news, Shasta County election officials say they discovered an error in the printing of some ballots. It has to do with ink overspray that makes it impossible for affected ballots to be read by machines. The printing error is not visible to the naked eye. Officials say all affected ballots will have to be reviewed and processed using a different method that will require more steps. The process still maintains the integrity of the election. Officials do not currently know how many of the 117,000 ballots issued were affected, but they say this will not impact voters, and everyone should still plan to return their ballot by 8 at night on November 5th, Election Day. And finally, two seats are up for election on the Chico Unified School District School Board. NSPR spoke with the candidates. That includes Tisha Hayes, who is running for Area 3 trustee against Michelle Cooper. Hayes spoke with NSPR's Ken Duvall about why she decided to run.
I have been an educator for 27 years, and my granddaughter is entering Chico Unified School District as a kindergartner this year. And I'm very interested in making sure that the school board has members that really represent the community and focus on students.
What do you see as the most pressing issue confronting Chico schools?
So I think that safety is an issue, and safety rolls out in a variety of ways. One is just facilities. We have a school board measure up right now, Measure C, and a lot of those, the issues that are going to be addressed are really safety issues. There are buildings that need to be repaired. There's buildings that have mold and that were built when asbestos was still a thing. So that's one way, is facilities. But one of my main passions is mental health. And my platform is Stop Stigma and Promote Potential. Mental health of adolescents in schools around the nation, really around the world, have really taken a toll since COVID. But in America, we have more school shootings than any other nation. And I really do believe that it's important that we address mental health issues in order to remediate or address some concerns. I don't think that that, you know, anybody grows up thinking, hey, I'd like to be a mass murderer. I think kids get there in a variety of ways. And I think it's truly important to make sure that we're addressing mental health. I served for 5 years as a NAMI facilitator. NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And Butte County has a great program. I was a facilitator for Family to Family. And I think that the schools could really benefit by learning more about mental health.
What would you say sets you apart from other candidates? And why should voters choose you?
So my candidate is running on a platform of parents' rights. And in February 15th of 2023, in part one, you can look this up online, at 2 hours and 52 minutes and 56 seconds, my opponent says, "The changes I've seen in this district over the last 22 years have been horrific, to say the least." And she went on to say, "Parents' rights are fundamental and supreme. We are here to support students. When you're looking at the California School Boards Association, they point out that school board members are the only locally elected official that solely represent student voices. And I take that really seriously. As a teacher, I have been a student advocate. And as a school board member, I'm going to continue to be a student advocate. As a parent and a grandparent, is my voice important? Absolutely. And in fact, schools are required to get input from parents. The school site council has to have parents. The LCAP has to have parental input. It's one of the things that schools are graded on, school districts are graded on. And, you know, Chico Unified met the requirement for parent and community involvement. So I think the voice is important. As a freshman English teacher, I guarantee you there were boys that would not have passed my class had it not been for their parents being my partner in education and getting them through. So I value parents and want to collaborate with them. But let me just be clear, when my opponent talks about parents' rights, it's really specifically about the forced outing of our LGBTQ kids. And that's a safety issue. You know, as a foster parent, I learned why it wasn't illegal for kids to run away. As a teacher, when I look at my student information system, there would sometimes be red flags where it actually stated that this child had a prohibition of seeing a parent because that parent was a danger to them. So not all parents are created equally. And so to say that parents' rights are fundamental and supreme is simply, you know, inaccurate. Parents' rights do not trump children's rights when it comes to education.
That was Chico Unified School Board candidate Tisha Hayes speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. Find conversations with other candidates on our website, mynspr.org. And those are your headlines for Thursday, October 31st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.